You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the 8-Bit Geek, the review of the Santa Claus. And this is for our special event that we're having all December long. Hashtag 8-Bit Xmas. I get so tongue-tied every time I try to say it. Like, yeah. I want to say, like, do it three times fast.
Yeah, 8-Bit Xmas, 8-Bit Xmas, 8-Bit Xmas. Suck a dick!
This is Christmas
that
movie
time.
That
wasn't the third time.
Yeah,
suck a candy cane?
Thank you. Kevin, you do it.
8-Bit Xmas, 8-Bit Xmas, 8-Bit Xmas, eczema.
8-Bacon Xmas. God damn it!
Oh, that sounds so good right now.
8-Bit Xmas, 8-Bit Xmas, 8-Bit Xmas. I did it.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. You did.
All right, so it was my pick this week. I chose the Tim Allen classic film released in 1994 called The Santa Claus. Overall, it's probably grown to be one of my favorite Christmas films, and I have to watch it every year. I love it. I don't know about you guys, but I love it.
I do too, which is, it's kind of crazy. I'm looking at the reviews on IMDb, and it's got like pretty mediocre reviews.
Which doesn't make any sense, because it's a great fucking holiday film. The only thing, like, as I rewatched it for this show specifically, it really made me think how dark the film is, because in order to become Santa Claus,
He had to murder Santa Claus,
essentially. And then he gets his kid taken away for believing in him, loses his child in court, and I'm like, this kid has some mental fucking issues.
Yeah.
Like, how does he not grow up to be fucked, like, in the head?
Did you not see Santa Claus 2?
Shh. Nobody knows that's released yet.
Oh, God. One thing that threw me off about that whole thing, too, about the whole Santa Claus, was at the end of the movie when the kid's like, "Dad, I love what you do, and one day I want to take your job." I'm like, he's going to murder his fucking dad.
He has to murder his dad.
Coming for you, pops. One day, me and you.
Yeah.
We're going to have a fucking showdown.
I guess if you become Santa Claus, you're immortal, because, like...
Yeah, because you grow, like, because we saw...
If you just die in your sleep at the North Pole, who the fuck's going to take your... You know, I'm an elf. I guess I'm going to put this on now.
You have to be immortal because all he does is eat fucking cookies, drink hot chocolate, and eat candy. So his heart would fucking be done with by the time one night's over.
I agree.
One Christmas and he'd just be heart attack city. Or he'd have a massive case of what's that shit called? Diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's really weird. Metascore is at like 57 out of 100. I really love the tale. I'll admit something. I cry every time I see this film.
Really?
Yes, when at the end of the film, when the parents get their gifts that they've never received as kids.
Oh yeah, like, it's like the ones they didn't get that made them stop believing in Santa Claus.
And then when they realize that he really is Santa, and then he gets in the sleigh and he has that touching moment where they're flying overhead and then he takes off. Like, I don't know. It's a really heartwarming moment and I tear up every time.
I don't know. This one's not a crier for me. Ryan says Jeremy cries because he wants to be Santa.
Aww.
Why do you think I'm getting so fat?
Oh, Jesus. Listen, I think in the movie it's just like a thing that happens. I think it's just a thing that happens.
Like you just, oh, okay, so I don't actually have to keep eating.
Yeah, like when you become Santa, you just kind of put on weight. Remember, because there's a scene where he's at the doctor's and he's just like, he's still healthy, he's running, and they're like, oh, your pulse is fine. It kind of just played Jingle Bells a little bit, so that's a little weird. But otherwise, you're perfectly healthy.
Okay, well, I'm definitely taking the wrong angle at this whole approach.
Yeah, you've got to kill Santa.
Okay, I've got to find that fat bastard on Christmas Eve. I'm waiting for him in my living room with a shotgun.
The fat will come, cousin.
You know, it's also really dark about the whole thing, and we were talking about it when we were watching it this afternoon. It's just like, so he falls off the roof. He presumably dies. He waves to him, though, so he can't be super dead.
Right.
Right, but he's on his way out. But, like, no one mourns for them? Him? Like Tim Allen shows up at the North Pole with his kid.
They're just like, you're Santa.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, we got another one. Like, no one gives a shit. Like, they don't, like, who are you? What happened? Oh, shit, he died? Fuck, that sucks. We've been with other Santa for, like, 300 years now. This kind of blows.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, everybody could be a different Santa, right? Like, different personalities. So maybe they hated this Santa, and they were just like, fuck, I can't wait for him to fall off a roof. And then it happens, and they're like, yeah, yes, new Santa.
My unanswered question here, where the fuck was Mrs. Claus? And does she disappear, or does she have to get transferred over to the next Santa?
I think
that sounds naughty.
I think she gets kicked out of the North Pole after Santa dies, and bye-bye, bitch.
Back your bags.
Or maybe
the whole premise of the second one is that there has to be a Mrs. Claus. So where was Mrs. Claus when he showed up?
Maybe her
solid-ass question.
Ooh, maybe her powers also die. It's like she just fucking dies, right? Because...
No longer immortal. She just turns into a fucking bag of bones.
Oh my god, yes. And then they sweep her under a fucking...
They make toys out of her. They grind her bones up to make little trains.
That's how they use it for paste and toys.
Oh my god, I want to see that scene. I want to see the behind... We're like, all right, well, Santa's dad, Mrs. Claus, is just sitting there. She's like, man, I really love living for...
You got one down. I don't know why I'm giving him like
just,
a cockney.
Just like the fucking dude in Indiana Jones and the Holy Grail. He chose the wrong one. He just kind of melts away. Just turns to dust.
Yeah.
The sound of her blowing away.
I mean, it's a Santa Claus movie. It's not supposed to have much logic, but that stuck with me. I was like, where is Mrs. Claus?
That's funny.
She dead. Let's see.
She's under his rug, apparently.
Yeah, she's under the rug, man. Okay, or the little bitch that makes the fucking hot
Julie?
Chocolate, and she's Judy? Just like, yeah, Judy. Judy. She's just like, I've been working on this. It's a secret fucking recipe for the last fucking 400 years.
No, it was like 1,200 years.
Oh,
man.
Is it?
It was something stupid.
And
yeah,
she's just
like,
oh
my god,
the it's sprinkling fucking past Santas on top. That's what makes it special.
That's what makes it extra thick. the dust of the dead. Mrs. Claus's.
Oh,
uses a thickening agent to make that nice and chocolate, thick ass hot chocolate.
So, what did you guys think of the film?
I'm sorry.
Kev doesn't give two fucks.
Yeah, I never saw it as a kid. This was the first time I saw it was yesterday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, definitely serious. Because that was over my time. I guess I don't know. I was never like a. Like
you're my age.
I was never a traditional Christmas movie guy. Like, I mean, I like, you know, Christmas Vacation, and I liked Home Alone because I was kind of a kid around then. Uh-huh. I feel like by the time it was 1994, so I was like 13 years old. By then, I was already, you know, just I was a teen.
That's what it was. 13 years old. You're like, nah, I'm too cool for this. My name's Kevin.
I was watching Boys in the Hood. Die Hard.
Too punk rock for this shit.
Yeah, I mean, that was. How old were you in 1994?
13.
Okay, so you were all. So, all right. So you're 9.
And like I said, it's different upbringings, too. My parents never watched real Christmas movies like that, so it just wasn't my thing.
All right, well, I mean, you know, hell, Satan. Doug, what'd you think?
I love the movie. I'm with you. This one, you know, saw it in the theaters when it came out. I was the perfect age, right? I was probably about the same age as the son, ish. I'm guessing. Hold on, let's see how old he is right now. Ooh, what? Yep, yeah. Literally, he's born the same year I was. So
that kid was an asshole.
Yeah, he is pretty bad. He's also pretty terrible in the second one. Also, he's like, dude, oh my god.
Do they have like a third one? He's like Charlie. 18 years old. Come on, dad.
Yeah, he's in the third one as well.
Hmm. But yeah, I don't know. It was a fun movie. I like Tim Allen. I grew up, you know, again, watching Home Improvement. And since, like, we just finished watching Home Improvement, like, all 8 seasons, it was funny to go back and watch this movie. Because this came out right after season 1, I think, or right in the middle of season 2. So it's really funny, like, where they're on the sled at the very beginning, and he's like, they just, like, that's a thing that you do, and they just fucking banked on it. Goddamn Disney. Mm-hmm.
Eric Lloyd has his own website called ericlloyd.com.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a section for headshots. And he's got a section where he did a Reddit AMA.
Mm-hmm.
That's Ask Me Anything.
Mm-hmm.
20 years. Wow. And it was 20 years. Jesus, that's a long time. Yeah, so I love the film. It is something that I watch with my son. It's extra special. It's one of my favorites, and I've already said that. And it just, it really puts me into the Christmas season. Like, that's my go-to if I am, if I, like, right now it's fucking 75 degrees out in Texas. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I guess global warming isn't affecting anything. It hasn't even snowed in New York City. And, like, come on, that's, it's fuck, man. It's December. Yeah,
my buddy Dave, he's in town for the holidays. He lives in New York, and he was literally saying, like, he was like, we had like a week where it was cold. He was like, it was like 30 degrees, 40 degrees. And he's like, and then he's like, last week it was 70.
Yeah. It's,
I'm like,
it's
fuck. Crazy. I was like, that sounds like the fucking weather here, man. It's like, this, yep, the exact same.
I mean, we used the AC today. So anyways, so I'll pop this movie in and it'll make me feel like it's snowing out and make me feel like I'm in the Christmas spirit. So I really enjoy it.
I want to jump back to Eric Lloyd real quick. Sorry, I'm looking at his IMDb page. Mm-hmm. Did you know this motherfucker was in Batman and Robin as young Bruce Wayne?
Yeah, I saw that too.
God, it's just like, so now he's a part of the Batman mythos.
Yep, yep. He's also the voice of Blanky in the Brave Little Toaster video. Some of them,
man. And he's also Kyle in the TV miniseries True Perfection.
Oh fuck, are you serious? God, yeah. Damn, I love True Perfection. That's the one where they talk about grinding up grandmas and putting them in hot chocolate, right?
Yeah, that's it's the unofficial sequel to this film. It's the darker
Judy's
version.
Revenge.
True Judy's Perfection. Judy's Revenge. Oh my god, I want her to be a fucking murderer in her own film.
What is she doing these days? Oh, she's locked up for murder.
True Perfection. The story of the perfect hot chocolate. Judy the Elf. Let's see. She's probably just one thing, right?
No, she's got to be more, right? Judy. Paige. Paige Tremor. She stopped working. She stopped working in 99.
Fair.
Fair enough. And she doesn't have a picture on her profile.
I love the stepdad, Dr. Neil Miller, who's played by Judge Reinhold. Yes! I think every time he's in this fucking movie, like literally every time he's in this movie, all I hear is the song from Arrested Development.
Yes. Like,
mock trial with Judge Reinhold. Mock trial with Judge Reinhold.
Here comes the judge.
Yeah, here comes the judge.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, and I do love how Tim Allen just kept ripping on his sweaters.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty funny.
Tim Allen is essentially the same character in all of his films, and I'm okay with that. Like, you know, if you see him in fucking Home Improvement, same guy. You see him in Galaxy Quest, same guy. So, not a bad thing though. I mean, because I love Tim Allen. He's a great guy.
Remember when he was a drug lord?
I always wanted him to be my dad.
I think he ever was a drug lord.
He got arrested for...
almost got life in prison
for trafficking cocaine.
Yeah, but it wasn't that much, if I remember correctly. Like, literally, it was, like, just a couple of grams. Like, that's why he only got, like, 6 months.
But he still did it!
He did hard time in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, I did some hard-ass time.
See, that tells
that's
all
how
of our...
The, oh,
yeah. Oh my God. That gives you hope, listeners.
In prison.
If you're listening right now and you're in prison, you can make a hit TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, that's about it. Let's go around the room and give it a rating. Kevin, fuck you. Doug?
Are we out of five?
Yeah, out of five.
Out of five? I'd say 4 out of 5.
Okay.
There's some graphics and stuff that obviously are dated.
Don't hold up.
But, mm-hmm. But otherwise, yeah, great story. Funny story. Fucking funny. Because it's kind of adult in a way. There's some very adult, humorous moments where you're like, this, like, they kill Santa.
Yeah.
And they grind up Mrs. Claus's bones.
And put it on the fucking... hot chocolate. I give it a 4 out of 5 as well. I do suggest anyone go see it or pick it up. It's probably on your favorite streaming app on Netflix and whatnot. But it's a fun Christmas film. Mr. Kevin?
Yeah, once again, I'm going to be the hater here, but I got to go 3 out of 5 just because, like I said, maybe it just it missed me. It just the wasn't as heartwarming.
But three's not bad, though. Three's not bad. Yeah. Three's a good number. You know, at least
comparing,
it wasn't a 2.
Like, I've been giving, like, perfect scores for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like 60%. That is not good. That's still failing.
I mean, it depends on what school you go to.
If I said 2 out of 5, that's another story.
Well, next week we will be watching. We're going to announce it here on the show because the show is coming out a little bit late. Ryan did pick a film. Well, actually, yep. He suggested one, and then we picked it for him. but we're going to be watching Ernest Saves Christmas. And that's going to be
Vern.
That's going to be his pick, so we'll watch that. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Kevin.
I don't have any... Hold on.
God damn it.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Batmobile lost its wheels and the Joker got away. Hey.
Me so horny. Me so horny. Me love you long time.
Okay, this is where we're going to stop the show now.